Foreign Affairs Ministers meeting in Brussels have been discussing the expansion of existing EU trade arrangements with countries around the globe and the pursuit of new free trade deals with several nations. Last year, trade between the EU and Iran increased by 345% due to the success of the JCPOA Iran nuclear deal. We asked the EU's Trade Commissioner if she is concerned that business with the Islamic Republic might be damaged by Donald Trump's attempts to scupper the JCPOA.
We think it would be a pity if the US withdraw from this agreement, because we think that the Republic of Iran has fulfilled its condition. It will have a lot of negative effects on trade, but also on others as well.
EU foreign affairs ministers are still reeling from Trump's decision upon entering the White House to scrap TTIP, which would have created the largest free trade area in the world between the European Union and the United States. According to analysts, his aggressive and protectionist policies go well beyond the problem of hurting trade.
Trump is damaging not only world's peace in Korea, but as well in Iran. He's squeezing with the oil can around the fire. So it's roaring.
EU exports to Iran last year were worth 8.2 billion euro, and imports to the bloc from the Islamic Republic were valued at 5.5 billion. On Tuesday in Washington, the EU's top diplomat said this was thanks to the JCPOA, Iran nuclear deal.
We have increased enormously our trade and relations and our investments with Iran, which is and was supposed to be part of the consequences of the implementation of the agreement.
Many senior economists are saying that Donald Trump's small-minded protectionist policies will not affect him personally, because of course he will still be a billionaire when he leaves the White House. However, they say millions of ordinary US citizens will be negatively impacted as countries, most notably China, take center stage. Jerome Hughes, Press TV at the European Council, Brussels.